Welcome to the Gifted to Give podcast. I am Brother Gian. If you're new to podcasting, you're in the right place. I can't wait to share to all of you how wonderful God is as we celebrate the 500 years of Christianity in the Philippines. Good day, listeners. We have once again Monsignor Achilles Dakay as he will preach and teach to us the good news of the gospel for this Sunday,
November 5, 2023.
We have a great number of listeners, downloads, and interactions. We at Gifted to Give Podcast would like to thank everyone for their support.
We are blessed to have our sponsor for our podcast, Podmetrics. Thank you so much, Podmetrics, for the support, and I urge everyone to support them as well.
And now, without further ado, please join us in welcoming Monsignor Achilles Dakay.
On this first Friday of November, wherever you may be. And again, as sincerely as I know how, most welcome to our Bible study online. And at once, let us pray. Almighty Father, send your Holy Spirit upon us, that we may read your word with faith, reflect on it with hope, and realize it with love, following the example of your only begotten Son, from whom we find fulfillment, freedom, and the future with you forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are still in this period called ordinary time, and we are still meditating, contemplating, reflecting on the third mystery of light, Christ's proclamation of the kingdom of heaven on earth, or the kingdom of God, which is his church on earth. Let me flash back to the last 2 days. Last Wednesday, we celebrated the Feast of All Saints. All Saints are the souls of our brothers and sisters about whom we mention in the gospel, at every Holy Mass. We ask our Lord to remember as the fallen asleep. They are our brothers and sisters who have, of course, died, but again, they are called fallen asleep. We have two examples of this. Remember that good 12-year-old only daughter of Jairus, about whom Jesus said, "The girl is not dead, she is only sleeping." And remember too that brother, that good brother of Mary and Martha named Lazarus, about whom Jesus said, "Our friend Lazarus is not dead. He is just asleep. Precisely, I will go and wake him up." So, those in heaven are souls without bodies yet, we know that only the Blessed Virgin Mary has been assumed to heaven, body and soul. The souls in heaven, some have been declared blessed because of a life of virtue or an heroic death of martyrdom. They are declared by the Pope. And some of the blessed have also been canonized by the Pope. Only the Pope can beatify and canonize. And whenever he does that, he acts protected under the prerogative of infallibility. So, I repeat, last Wednesday, November 1, we have remembered and we ask God to remember them so that we may congratulate them as the achievers, as the triumphant church. The saints, I repeat, are souls without bodies, so that on yesterday, November 2, when we celebrated the Feast of All Souls, precisely all souls without bodies, about whom we pray the Lord to remember as those who have died in your mercy, Lord. So they are also souls without bodies. They are in purgatory. For them we pray that first of all they may be welcomed into the light of His face in heaven, and then and there, together with the all saints, they hope to be given glorious bodies, rejoined to their souls, and they become the persons that God has intended them to be. So, that's it. Today, Friday, we celebrate precisely the feast of a saint, beatified and canonized. We have Saint Martin de Porres, a Dominican lay brother who we were told when we were students at UST, by location, made him appear in Colegio de Letran in Manila. Martin de Porres, son of a Spanish soldier married to a native of Lima, Peru. He died at the age of 60. Another saint, also beatified and canonized, we shall celebrate tomorrow, November 4, San Carlos Borromeo, who died only at the age of 46. He is the patron saint of the University of San Carlos and of our Seminario Mayor de San Carlos. Anyway, I'm mentioning this because precisely after all those above mentioned celebrations, I think it is but natural for us to ask ourselves, each one of us, as Saint Augustine did, if they could be saints, why can't I? Saint Augustine asked that. If they could be saints, why can't I? St. Thomas Aquinas suggested, when asked, how do we become a saint? St. Thomas Aquinas has suggested, just will it. So this is now the point I'd like to highlight and drive home. How can each one of us ask him or herself, how can I will to become a saint? Precisely the readings will give us some hows, how to be saved, how to be sanctified, how to be saints in this world, here in this world, and now in this life. So let us hear the reading of the Gospel for next Sunday, the 31st Sunday in ordinary time. Matthew 23, verses 1 to 2.
Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation of Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted."
Thank you for reading for us the Gospel for next Sunday, God willing. Here is one way, or one how we can will to be saints. Jesus, in this gospel, said to the crowds, as well as to his disciples, that you have read about Moses and the prophets, and you must have read that the Pharisees, the scribes, are the authorized interpreters of the law of Moses. The law of Moses is the first five books of the Bible, called the Pentateuch. And Jesus said, if they are the authorized interpreters of the law of Moses, obey everything that they tell you to do. That can help you save yourselves. Obey whatever, everything that the law of Moses has commanded you to do. Which brings us back to that parable of Abraham saying to the rich man in hell, and asking Abraham to send Lazarus to dip his finger in water and to ease up his pain. And Abraham in the parable is quoted to have said, "You have Moses with you. Let your brothers listen to them." So here again, we are saying that the law of Moses can be salvific, can be sanctifying if obedience is what we observe. Then we go to the Gospel according to Saint Mark, where precisely a scribe, a teacher of the law, was asking our Lord, "Which of the commandments in the law of Moses is the greatest?" And Jesus has answered them. The motive, love of God, can help you keep the first three commandments of the ten. And the motive, love of neighbor, can help you obey the last seven, etc. And when that scribe heard the response of Jesus, he was pleased. And he said, "Lord, it's true that obedience to this new commandment of yours, love God, love your neighbor, are the most important and therefore the most salvific, sanctifying." And Jesus said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." Lastly, in the Gospel according to St. Luke, we have an event in the life of our Lord when he was passing through Jericho. And there was this tax collector, the chief tax collector, who was a very rich man, but a very small man, short in stature and small in size, who wanted to see Jesus. So he had the initiative to climb a sycamore tree. And once up on that tree, Jesus saw him as he passed by and said very kindly, "Hurry down, Zacchaeus, for today I must stay at your house." So the little man, Zacchaeus, rich as he was, he ran. Rich people don't run, but he ran to his home, and there he welcomed Jesus with great joy. And the nice thing about this is that our Lord did not say anything in that house. With his mere presence, he made Zacchaeus change himself for the better. And this prompted Jesus to say, "Salvation has come to this house today." So there you have another way how to be saved, how to be saint. So this is what we now would like to focus our attention and our reflection. Jesus, precisely as the Son of Man, has said, "Precisely I have come to seek and to save the lost." How therefore Thus, the lost brother or sister or in faith, how are they sought and are saved? Precisely in these three Gospels, obedience to the commandments. But then remember that rich young man, another rich man, who asked our Lord, how can I be saved? And Jesus said, well, you have the Ten Commandments. And he said in reply, Lord, I have observed all of them. But Jesus said, okay, you want to be perfect? You want to do more? Sell what you have and give the money to the poor who cannot return you any amount, who cannot pay you in return. So there you have the first way how to become sanctified, saved, saintly here on earth, now in this life. In the parables of our Lord Jesus Christ, we read about the wheat and the weeds, about the 10 virgins, 5 foolish, 5 wise, and about the sheep and the goats. This now is our choice. Here in this world and now in this life, it is our free choice to be individually a wheat or a weed, foolish or wise virgin, sheep or goat. That is left to us, to our freedom to choose. But thank God, He has always offered us a second chance to change from the bad among us to be good, and the good among us to become better. So, we have all these ways and hows to become saints. At Mass, at every Mass we say, we have actually very good hows, helps, hows, how to be saints, like, Lord, by the help of your mercy, may we always be free from sin and safe from all distress. That is how, as we wait for the second coming. At Mass, we say that, Lord, remember your church, spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity. Then, at Mass, we also say, whenever we eat this bread and his body and drink his blood, we proclaim his death until he comes again. So we have negative and positive ways of becoming saints. In answer to what Saint Augustine has said, if they could be saints, why can't I? Of course, we can only do this by the help of God's mercy. Of course, we know that it is by his passion on the cross that Jesus has freed us from unending death, and that by his rising from the dead, he has given us life eternal. So there again, our honest attempt to look for an answer to how to become a saint other than the usual and the traditional, this way, by precisely reflecting on the Gospels, and beautifully we are taught that by his mere presence, Jesus was identified at Emmaus when at the breaking of bread, Cleopas and his companion came to know who Jesus was. Then we also have other ways, but I repeat, of course, the main way of being saved and become saints now, here, is precisely to hear the word of God and keep it, because then he remains with us. To eat his body and drink his blood, because he says he lives in us. And that is precisely what we have been doing and trying to do. So, after all those celebrations of the holy, all the saints, all the souls, all the Saint Martin, the Porres, and San Carlos Borromeo, we now ask ourselves, can we not be saints too, if they could? So that is left to our free will. Let us then choose freely to be sanctified, to be holy, to be saved. Remember, salvation is here in this life and now. So, I pause here for some of your questions and reflections on this matter of how to become a saint. This is precisely our duty and our salvation here on earth and now in this life. Remember, we have learned that the church has three stages. All souls in heaven, they make up the triumphant church. All souls in purgatory, they make up the suffering church. And we on this earth, still alive, we make up the militant church. How do we fight to be saved, to be sanctified, to be saints? That is the question.
And now, words from our sponsor. If you're a current podcaster or plan to create your own podcast soon, I want to share with you the tool that I use to help me monetize my podcast. It's called Podmetrics. Podmetrics is a platform that allows you to have full control of how you monetize your podcast. You can collab with brands and choose between the many merchants that fit your podcast's audience. It also gives you tips and samples on how to execute your ads properly to maximize your earning potential. Plus, you can track how many of your listeners you were able to convert and know how much you've earned in real time. Cashing out is also a breeze. So if you're a podcaster, make sure you sign up by clicking the link in the description box of this episode and use the referral code 500YOCCebu so you can monetize your podcast too. Thank you, Podmetrics. And now, back to our podcast.
Good morning, moons. Thank you for your reflection. Generally, I want to avoid pain and suffering. Yet today, I am reminded that I can be a saint if I will it. And to do this is to love God and never. Difficult, but the lives of saints and our loved ones can inspire us.
That's true. Remember, on All Souls Day, when we went to cemeteries, there you have their human bodies, either buried whole or cremated. But there, by their tombs where their bodies are buried, we pray for the souls in purgatory. Precisely, we take with us flowers and candles. These two articles of our faith can help us precisely save ourselves while we are still alive. Because the candle, when lighted, signifies precisely our faith in the resurrection, that this body here in this tomb will be reduced to ashes, but God will create a new body for the soul. And the flowers precisely are our ways of expressing our love for who has ever died. So that's what we did. We pray, we hear Mass, we gain indulgences, etc. But we are now concerned about ourselves as militant church. How are we fighting to be saved?
Hello, Mons.
Hello.
Thank you for nourishing our souls every Friday. I do not know Saint Martin de Porres and will read about him. Salamat for including this in our reflection.
That's why I tried to flash back today to Wednesday and to yesterday so that I may give you some more hints as to how to become saints ourselves, like all the saints, and how we can, if ever we land in purgatory, how we become saints later on. Remember, Mother Teresa of Calcutta was called a living saint. So to be saint is here on earth while we are still living. We will be declared blessed or canonized. We will be declared that definitely we are in heaven.
Thank you, Mons, for reminding that God give us second chances. In fact, unlimited chances to choose Him. May the Holy Spirit strengthen me always and be humbled by His amazing grace and divine mercy.
God is not only divine mercy, He is also divine justice. So our freedom to use properly should be our duty and salvation. We can be wheat or weed. We can be wise or foolish virgin. We can be sheep or goat. That's left to our freedom to choose.
Good morning, Mons.
Good morning.
Thank you for your beautiful reflection today. I want to be a good person, but I am afraid to become a saint because most of the saints went through many sufferings and persecution. I pray to God for the spirit of courage and obedience so that I can fearlessly follow the word of God.
That's right. The word saint precisely means a person now on earth, now living here, is trying to live a life of virtue. Or he may have the opportunity to die as a martyr. I have said this many times before. We may not be called to die for our faith as Pedro Calonso and as Lorenzo Ruiz, but certainly as baptized persons, we can live up to the demands of our faith by living a life of virtue within the kingdom of God on earth, which Jesus proclaimed with authority and by example.
Hi, Mons.
Hi.
Simple Ramanjud ko na person. I am also shy in leadership roles. I want to be saint-like, but feel nako I am too timid to become one. How to overcome this, Mons? Thanks.
How to become a saint? Just will it. Will it freely. By precisely observing what we have tried to explain. Obey the commandments. Have Jesus present in your life. If we make up to complete that, be conscious of His presence, convinced of His power, and confident in His providence. Again, I won't tire repeating that.
Hello, Mons.
Hello.
When I was reading about the life of the saints, I noticed they had very big impact on society. How do I make good positive impact on society, Mons, with financial and physical constraints?
Right. The lives of the saints precisely remind us that any of us can will freely to become like any of them. Whenever we go to Mass to make holy the Lord's Day, that is a very good way of making ourselves holy, sanctified, saved. Whenever we get together to pray, Jesus has said, when two or three are gathered in my name, I am in the midst of them. That is by His presence that we are saved. That's why at Mass we say, the Lord be with you. And you also say, and with you also, Father, because we want Jesus to remain with us, to live with us all the time.
Good morning, Mons. We are all called to be saints. Reading the lives of the saints makes me marvel how they could endure their sufferings with joy. Such must be their great love for God. How the apostles preached gospels to the ends of the earth. Very difficult but doable.
In Cebuano, we say, ang pag-antos makasantos. Here and now. Basta you suffer with hope. Hope. It's O-P-E. Humility enough to obey the will of God. And P-E. Patience enough to endure the pains of Christian living.
The journey to sainthood that seems impossible and is not among the life's ambition of many of us seems possible with your challenges tonight. Thank you, Mons. We pray for grace.
Salvation here on earth is very possible to any of us. Remember Lorenzo Ruiz was a layman, a married man. He had a wife and he had 3 children. And he managed to become a saint by precisely dying a martyr. Lorenzo Ruiz was a layman. He was single, a bachelor, but he managed to become saint by dying for his faith. It is possible for any of us, but of course, in being declared blessed and canonized takes a long process. That's why Archbishop Teofilo Camomo, we must have believed that he is already up there. But how he can be our patron saint? How can we venerate him here as our patron saint? Has to be officially declared by the Pope. We can be sure that our parents who have been good to us are also up there, but we cannot be sure until and unless they are officially declared as blessed or as canonized. So, next Sunday, the 31st Sunday in ordinary time. There are only 34 Sundays in ordinary time. So we are on the last 3 Sundays, 3 weeks in ordinary time.
Aktug yud kaayo kamons, ang masantos makaantos. Thank you for that, Mons.
Let us be men and women of hope. H-O-P-E. Let us be men and women with order of priorities. All that we have been saying here are all hows to be a saint, how to be sanctified, how to be saved, how to be holy. Santos. Busama tod pang San Agustin, kung sila mas santo o mas santa, nganong dili mangko. So that is our final statement. We have said enough. And now we ask for God's final blessing. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, so see you again next Friday, God willing.
Wow, that was an amazing talk given by Monsignor Achilles Dakai. We are so grateful for the Lord for sending Monsignor Dakai to share God's word to all of us. We would like to thank again Monsignor Achilles Dakai, and also to our heartfelt gratitude goes to all of you who joined, interacted, and asked a question for Monsignor Dakai. Hear more from Monsignor Dakai again next weekend. This is once again the Gifted to Give podcast for your ears only. I am Brother Gian signing off. Have a blessed Sunday to all, and to God be the glory.
You have just listened to the Gifted to Give podcast with your host, Brother Gian, Brother John, and Father Jojo. Catch our next episode. This episode of the Gifted to Give podcast was brought to you by our sponsors. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's show, head over to our Facebook page at 500 Years of Christianity, Archdiocese of Cebu. If you love the Gifted to Give podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review everywhere you listen to your podcast. Till next time.